This is the County Cricket Roundup podcast for the 31st of May. Somerset escaped with a draw on the final day against Yorkshire at Taunton. They scraped past the follow-on target of 301 as James Hulworth converted his overnight 76 into a century. They were eventually all out for 310, with the result of the match they're never in doubt. Yorkshire finished on 104 for 4 in their second innings as Steve Kirby took 2 early wickets and Adam Lyth ended not out on 57. Surrey reached stumps on the second day at Derby on 35 for 1 in reply to the home side's imposing 452. Derbyshire skipper Wayne Maths completed a century and took his third wicket stand with Chivnarine Chanderpaul to 265 prior to the West Indians' departure for 129. Former Warwickshire wicketkeeper Richard Johnson then equalled his career best of 72 to guard against the collapse that threatened courtesy of Chris Tremlett and Stuart Meeker. Samit Patel took a magnificent 157 to help Nottinghamshire fend off a fired-up Chris Jordan on the first day at Hove. Jordan, along with the ever-reliable Steve McGoffin, helped reduce the visitors to 112-6 after Sussex skipper Ed Joyce had won the toss. Patel, though, stood tall amidst the clatter of wickets and overbought the innings courtesy of partnership 92 with Paul Franks and 114 with Ajmal Shazad as Nottinghamshire ended on 321 for 8. In Division 2, Worcestershire declared upon collecting their fourth batting bonus point as their rain-hit match against Essex ended in the inevitable draw. Captain Dal Mitchell was the man most responsible for their total of 351 for 6 as he hit 156 or only 263 balls. His best partnership came alongside Moen Ali as the pair added 127 for the second wicket. Ali made 54 with Tilan Samuwea not out on 70 when the declaration came. David Masters at least helped Essex collect a brace of bowling bonus points and was a pick of their attack with 3 for 70. Kent dominated the third day against Leicestershire at Tunbridge Wells. They lost Daniel Bell-Drummond to Ollie Frecking for just 8 at the start of their first innings, but Rob Key and Brendan Nash couldn't be separated. The duo both passed 50 and an unbroken 145 as Kent closed only 27 runs adrift for the visitors' first innings 186. Darren Stevens had been their chief destroyer, in with 5 for 39 with his medium pace, as they were unable to fashion a meaningful recovery from the overnight position of 74 for 4. Lancashire lead by 327 runs heading into the final leg against Gloucestershire. They reached stumps in their second innings on 239 for 7 after earning an 88 run first innings lead. Slipping to 62 for 5 following wickets of Graham McArthur and Liam Norwell, Ashwell Prince and Gareth Cross shared a crucial 85 prior to Prince's departure for 64. Cross then added a further 67 with Wayne White before falling for the same score, with White ending not out on 52 of only 53 balls. Earlier, Gloucestershire's low order had been unable to support Alex Skidman. He was last man out for 110, with none of the last five batsmen reaching double figures, as Simon Kerrigan ended 5 for 68. And Northamptonshire closed on 159 for 5 after dismissing Hampshire for 206 on day 3 at Wantage Road. Carl Kurtzer made 59, but no one else really prospered, as 5 of the visitors' bowlers claimed a wicket. Mohammed Azharullah had early helped wrap up the Hampshire first innings, taking 3 wickets as they lost their last 5 wickets for 27 runs.